Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Where to begin? Where to begin? What a weekend for the Brewers. They did not play a game. They lost an outfielder, opted out. Another one, his finger needed to get cut open. Pat Murphy had a heart attack. I mean, where do you even begin with this weekend? Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. Not the greatest weekend in team history. Adam, how are you?
No, it was a really bad weekend. You know, the only good news to emerge from the weekend is that, you know, no news emerged of positive tests for the Brewers themselves, especially for those visiting clubhouse staffers who are, you know, they were not directly exposed, when some Cardinals coaches, and the Cardinals said a couple of players, but that's in question, but at least a couple of coaches and staffers were in on Thursday on the off day before the Cardinals knew of their positive tests. So the Brewers were really careful, even though the Brewers clubhouse folks on the visiting side didn't come in contact with any of those folks out of an abundance of caution. They still went through additional testing, and as far as we know, there are no issues. So that's really good news. Health is paramount this season, as we're finding out more and more.
You know, once this came down on Friday, the games were never going to get played this week. And I know that they scheduled the doubleheader for aesthetics. They were never going to get played. It would not have been smart to do it. So now you've got the Brewers here who haven't played all weekend. They've got the White Sox. I'm going to complain about this every time I get the chance. I don't like that they have to do two in one location and two in another.
Yeah.
I think the baseball really screwed up in that way. But then you look at, like, I'm just like looking at the standings right now. The Cubs are 7-2. The Brewers are 3-3 in second. The Cardinals are 2-3. They've only played five games. And the Cardinals, if there's going to be more positive tests here today, it's going to be more in question into when they fill these games in. If the Cardinals, when do you fill in Cardinals? Tigers, if this series doesn't happen, I think that baseball, they almost need to adjust on the fly as they have been. But I don't see how all of these teams are going to finish 60 games, Adam.
Well, look, I agree with you. There have been positive tests on two teams, and you see what that does to the schedule for six teams at least. Maybe I'm miscounting, but it may be even more. The tentacles of this are challenging as they do testing and contact tracing. I would push back on that the doubleheader was aesthetics. I think if the Cardinals had gotten all of their testing back and they had all been negative and they were confident that it was three players, I think they would have played the doubleheader yesterday.
And I think that's a mistake, though.
Yeah, but that's fundamentally where this is it's a question of, do you need to wait until you have multiple rounds of negative testing before you put anybody on the field? Or do you quarantine when you get you quarantine the folks that test positive when you get positives? You use your alternate training site to bring in players as replacements and continue to play the games. And that is like the question that was sort of fuzzy when this all began. It remains a little bit fuzzy after they went with the latter scenario where the Marlins played on after removing some players with a positive test, and that ended up spreading and it ended up being a bad situation. So I don't know, Bart, I don't know the answer. A lot of this is kind of on the fly. And the schedule is going to be adapted on the fly, and they're going to go as far as they can go. And I guess I think about the alternative. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, this was a stupid idea to even try. Had they not tried to play a season, I think they would be getting just as criticized on talk radio and everywhere else if baseball had just said, we're not going to do this. So I think they're legitimately are trying to do the best they can to adapt to these situations as they arise. But to me, the big takeaway is positive tests on two teams, what impact that can have on the entire league and the entire schedule.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm glad they tried, and they're still playing, so it hasn't been shut down. I'm glad that they tried. I think that, you know, the players were at first a little apprehensive about the way that the test results were coming back and the frequency of them, which baseball seems to have fixed. And I do give baseball leeway in terms of this is the first time that, you know, since 1918, I guess, but this is really the first time any of us have experienced how you try to play sports during a global pandemic. So there are going to be mistakes that they learn from along the way, and it's about correcting those. I want to hammer that schedule again. I don't know why they didn't. They just used the normal template of scheduling. Like, why do the Brewers go two games against the White Sox and then two in Chicago later this week? Why don't you just call that off right now and say, White Sox, you stay. You can be the home team. We'll let you bat second. It's just one more travel, more hotels. And now you've got to cram all these games in, Adam. And it's going to be really hard for a team like the Cardinals and even the Marlins and Phillies to play these games. I don't know when they're going to do it.
Yeah, I look, when the schedule came out, I expected we would see like five game series.
Yes.
And if you play 10 against the White Sox, you play five at home and you play five on the road. I would, if you do an interview with somebody from baseball to, I mean, you know, like with all these things, this was thought through and there was a reason they did it with the template that they used. I would listen to that in a heartbeat. I would love it. Because I don't quite understand. I imagine the answer has to do with competitive integrity, where, you know, if you catch a team that's down, a Freddie Freeman, you know, and you catch him for 5 days while Freddie Freeman is the Braves are down Freddie Freeman, that's a much different Braves team than when you get the games later. So that's part of the reason why baseball does these two, three, four game series in a normal world is, you know, and you try to spread them out, that you don't play the Dodgers all in April and then you're done. You try to spread it out because of it evens out the competitive nature of the sport. So, but in a special circumstance in a season like none other, in which just getting through the season is number one and competitive integrity is number two, I agree with you that I was surprised when I saw that the schedule looked so similar to what it used to look like. And, you know, even if you want, like, say this 2-2 against the White Sox, you know, batting second is a major advantage in baseball, statistically an advantage. You could have the White Sox be the home team. Now, that still gives the Brewers batters, the guys who've been there, an advantage because they're hitting in their own ballpark where they're comfortable and sleeping in their own beds. But it does even out some of that issue of, and if all teams are doing it, that would help even it out a little bit. So I'm with you. I'm surprised that when the thing came out and it looked so much like it always does.
How much did Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com, how much did the Lorenzo Cain news surprise you?
Well, it surprised me in the very specific nature of, you know, of that it's Lorenzo Cain. I didn't know he was pondering, you know, there's at MLB.com, we don't use the phrase opt out for what he did. Opt out is a player who does so for health, their own health reasons. So there's like a distinction, but I don't know what other term to use. So I'm just going to say opted out.
He like forfeited $6 million.
It doesn't surprise me that a player did it. So if that makes sense, like I didn't know it was going to be Lorenzo Cain, but I'm not surprised that a player said, you know, this is not for me. You know, this is, look, some people are mad about this somehow. This is a right afforded to an employee in his workplace He talked with his family, and you know, knowing what we know about Lorenzo Cain and how competitive he is, and this is a guy who literally runs into walls for his teammates on a regular basis. So you know these were hard conversations with Jenny and thinking about their kids. You know, three young boys, as we well know, with Lorenzo Cain, and he made the decision that he felt was right for his family. So I respect the hell out of a guy making what had to be a really difficult decision because he felt it was right. He's not comfortable going forward. He has three young boys. And he said he's going to come back in 2021 and go get him. So, I guess, you know, I didn't know Lo Cain was thinking about this. It sounds like some of his teammates did know that he was, you know, pondering it on the fence. And I'm sure there's players all around the game who are watching news and sort of eyeing day to day of what's happening with the Cardinals and may decide that this is not something that they want to go forward with. And the rules of their workplace, the union negotiated this right for them. They have every right to make this decision for themselves.
On and off the field, like, you know, obviously we know he's a leader in the clubhouse. Do we know a sense yet of how some of those guys, you know, when you have a guy like that that is not there anymore, that is going to make an impact. But then also on the field, that's going to make an impact too. How do you think the on and off the field impacts are resonated throughout the clubhouse?
Well, look, who knows? Because I'm not going to step foot in the clubhouse for who knows how long. I mean, who knows when the next time any of us will be in a locker room again to kind of where you can talk to players and it's not in a formal Zoom session. That's been challenging already with a whole bunch of different things where, you know, you don't want to make a federal case out of some little thing, but a thing in a normal world that you would want to ask a player, hey, what's going on with this, now has to be done in this press conference, where people get summoned to a press conference and it all becomes blown up into a big deal. So it's really challenging to answer a question like that. I mean, you know, they're going to miss him from a baseball standpoint, A, because he was swinging it really well in the early going. And you look ahead to these four games against the White Sox and have three left-handed pitchers. You sure would like Lorenzo Cain and, for that matter, Ryan Braun for the next 4 days hitting in these games. And then what he does for you in center field. I mean, he is one of the greatest center fielders to ever wear a Brewers uniform. And it's really been a short amount of time when you count the early, you know, the young Lorenzo Cain when he was still learning how to play baseball. And when he comes back as a World Series winner, a real, you know, a leader of the team, one of the greatest teammates that's ever worn the uniform. I mean, that is certainly going to be missed on the field and whatever is happening in the clubhouse. So it's significant. They like Ben Gamel. That's great. Ben Gamel's doesn't have the arm, but he's got, you know, he can go run it down out there in center field. That's good. Maybe it opens a little opportunity for a guy like Tyrone Taylor, maybe Corey Ray, whose career is really stalled in the last couple of years. This could be opportunity for him. So they're going to just have to, you know, continue on because Lo Cain made this decision. My understanding is that as of, whatever August 1st was, the days blending together. When you make that call, there's no, you know, Nick Markakis came back, but I don't believe that players have that option anymore. So the Brewers need to move on, and they're just not going to have Lorenzo Cain this season.
You tweeted about Braun last night. He developed an infection in his finger. He went to the ER, and they had to cut it open. He won't be able
to play
until that heals. Yeah, I don't know if that's like a two-day thing or like a month thing. What's going on with him?
Who knows? I mean, we may hear from him today. I just was able to sort of text with him a little bit. We may hear more. We'll hear from Craig Counsell today and maybe get a little more about how bad that is. It started with his fingernail, something with his fingernail, and it grew into something worse that he had to get treatment for. So I don't know the answer to how long. We're just going to have to wait to learn more from those guys today. But, you know, again, with where they're at in the schedule, lots of lefties, that's certainly a bat you would want in there. They have manpower with 30-man rosters and the player pool. I think there'll be a couple corresponding moves at some point today if they haven't done it while we're sitting here talking. So they will bring in some reinforcements. So, like, manpower is not the issue, but you're talking about two of your best right-handed bats against left-handed pitching. And that is, you know, so that's significant when everything is magnified in this little short stretch here. Everything is magnified. But look, silver, you know, 2020 is about finding silver linings, Bart. So like they're going to play baseball tonight. And that's good. I mean, the Cardinals, I think, are still stuck at the Pfister waiting on those latest results. And they're either going to go to Detroit or maybe go home. Who knows? Jack Flaherty's flipped his bed up. He's pitching into, you know, the bottom side of the mattress in his hotel room. I mean, the Brewers at least are out on the field and they're able to get some things done.
The baseball will resume tonight, it appears. Brett Anderson on the mound tonight. Woodruff tomorrow. Yeah. You could almost pitch him today. Woodruff tomorrow, Hauser Wednesday. You tweeted this out earlier, and we don't know yet for Thursday. Surprises there at all? I mean, I don't really think so. Maybe we see Burns or Lauer or Peralta, but Council's kind of said it's not going to be the five-man rotation you're used to, and now when you don't play all weekend, that's part of it as well.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think you got to get Brett Anderson on the mound. It's been a while for him, and, you know, you signed him to start games for you. So I think you got to start him. And you could pitch Woodruff on regular rest, but one day is going to be just – it's going to be okay. And let's see who follows Brett Anderson today. Because, like, in the theoretical world of baseball, the idea of starting Brett Anderson, this savvy veteran lefty, and then coming back with Corbin Burns, this young 98-mile-an-hour – nastiest slider you ever saw, righty, is sort of interesting as a change of pace. And it would, you know, again, expanded rosters, the White Sox would have answers for that should they want to make some changes mid-game if that's the change they see. But it's an interesting way the Brewers are set up with the guys that they have as quote-unquote starters, the guys they have length from, to do this in a couple of different games where you do this massive change of pace in terms of style. So let's see if Burns follows today. Then, you know, Hauser's pretty nasty. I think you want him to pitch as much as possible. But then in that open game on Thursday, depending on who you don't pitch the next 3 days, now you've got a pool to choose from that includes Burns, Peralta, the lefty Lauer, and who am I missing? Oh, well, then Josh Lindblom, whenever he is able to get back into action. So you've got, like, some pretty seriously contrasting styles in the guys that they have stretched out. And I think the idea is to pitch a couple of those quote-unquote starters in some games, almost as tandems, and try to throw a real change of pace at teams. So that's the theoretical way they're thinking about this. Obviously, keeping everybody healthy and on the mound is going to be a big part of that. And we've seen all over the game that's really hard to do in 2020, and it's why depth is more important than ever, even though the schedule is shortened.
Well, I was going to see you Friday. I won't be at what is actually the home opener tonight. Are you wearing a suit? It is the home opener after all.
I was thinking about that. I think I'm going to.
Yeah.
I think why not?
Try to keep it normal.
Yeah, just try to make it special.
It's the home opener. That's the home opener tonight. It's August 3rd. It's the home opener.
Yeah, at Wrigley it was strange. You know, the foul line thing was really strange. So, I don't know. I think I'm going to. Just, you know, we don't know how many games we're going to get. And let's try to make them all count.
Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. Adam, appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, see ya.
Adam McKelvey joins us on the Great Midwest Bank. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.